So the fact that Grundfos has and can continue to offer these advanced data analytics solutions powered by AI and machine learning for pumps and broader network operations management, especially after this acquisition, shows how they are pulling ahead of their competitors.
I am Reese Tisdale, and this is The Future of Water, in which we talk about all the ways which companies, utilities, and people are addressing the challenges and opportunities in water. This is episode 76, and I think it's going to be a good one. Today, I'm talking to Bluefield analyst Christine Au about Grundfos, the Danish pump manufacturer. But more interestingly, in recent years, Grundfos has expanded its footprint in from its core, you know, I'd say pump offerings, water network management and treatment, really towards digital offerings. So just this month, past month, the company acquired UK-based Metasphere. So I thought, we'd bring Christine in to shed some light. She's done some recent research on the acquisition and what it means sort of across the pump landscape, as well as for Grundfos and, you know, what they may be doing with Metasphere. Really interesting deal. And look forward to bringing Christine in. But before we do that, I wanted to call out a couple opportunities for you to meet up with our team. The world is a open place, it seems. So I thought you might want to take the opportunity to meet with some of our water experts in person. So quick shout out. So I guess by the time you hear this, it's going to be really tight, but we will be in Cleveland, Ohio, presenting at the Water Finance Conference. So if you happen to be there, give a look out for Isabel Kesman, who I think some of you have heard on the podcast, to hear what she has to say about funding U.S. municipal infrastructure and the different ways and strategies that cities, utilities, and others are taking to do so. Also, a little further out, September 5th and 7th, we're actually going to be in two places. We're going to be at the Global Leakage Summit in London. So Global Leakage Summit 2023 in London. Take the opportunity. We'll have someone there. I believe we are presenting, but also attending as well. And then at the same time, we're going to be at Aquatech Mexico in Mexico City. So obviously, there'll be more of a focus on Latin America and what's happening in the region. So two options. And then, a little further out, I'm already receiving invites to go to events and after parties and such at WEFTEC. You know, that's going to, I believe, happen in October, but early October. So keep us in mind. We're definitely going to be there as well. And don't miss out basically on the opportunity to share perspectives with our team. There's nothing like doing it in person rather than over Zoom, although that seems to be the norm. Separately, I wanted to, related to events and such, I also wanted to give a shout out to the National Association of Water Companies, which is holding its Water Summit in September, I think 11th and 13th. Always an interesting event. Our team separately has just presented to their membership last week on opportunities in the U.S. private water market, where we looked at utility M&A, company market share strategies, O&M and service providers. Really interesting presentation presented by, once again, Isabel Kesman and our other colleague, Charlie Seuss. But selfishly, it was a great experience for us, and I thought it was really well done. And I think the feedback we've gotten on that was fantastic. So more importantly, let us know if you're interested in Bluefield helping your organization, company, or team talk through some big picture ideas, trends, and activities across the U.S. but or global water market. So good opportunity, good presentation. You can dig a little bit around on our site and get more information on that at bluefieldresearch.com. So enough of me talking. Let's bring Christine into the conversation here. What she has to say about Grundfos and its recent acquisition of Metasphere. All right. So I'm joined here by Christine Au, one of Bluefield's newest team members. So Christine, we're on the opposite sides of the world right now. So why don't you give everybody a little heads up where you are and where you're headed in the next couple of days?
Yeah, for sure. Hi, Reese. Glad to be chatting online with you. So I'm currently in Singapore. It's about 8 p.m. here. My night is still young. There's a lot to do, and I'm very excited to be making my debut on the Future of Water podcast. I'll be heading to Boston next week, so gotta wrap things up, say goodbye to family, say to friends, pack my stuff, and really looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
Your comment about being 8 p.m., you're being even more generous to me because it's 8 p.m. on a Friday night, which is not so kind on my part, but I really appreciate you doing this. And it'll be a lot easier just in a couple weeks and we can do this in person. So with that being said, you've done some research recently, and as we sometimes do, we're throwing you into the deep end of the pool, pun intended. When we learned that Grundfos had acquired Metasphere, we thought this was interesting for a number of different reasons and definitely worthy of what a deep dive, another pun. So you've done some research on this, talked to a number of different people. You've written some research, which I think by the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be on the street, so to speak. So let's just sort of start with the basics of the deal. What's the background? You know, who are these players? What are we thinking about when we talk about the two companies?
Yeah, for sure. So in early July, Danish pump manufacturer Grundfos actually acquired the UK-based telemetry and analytics for Metasphere, just like you mentioned. And Metasphere was previously owned by the private equity investor XBV Water Partners. The financial terms of the deal, it's not publicly disclosed, so we don't know the numbers exactly. But based on what we calculate and kind of estimate, we think that we here at Bluefield think that the purchase price is probably somewhere between 60 to 70 million US dollars.
Yeah, pretty good price, you know, for that deal. So that's sort of the Grundfos, you know, like you said, they're more in our minds, they're sort of a hardware and equipment company. And I think, you know, if you're in the industry, I think most people know about Grundfos. They're about a $5 billion company, I believe, revenue wise. You know, actually, I was working on my HVAC system last week and I had to go to a supply store and I noticed that Grundfos stools all over the showroom. And I thought that was kind of interesting. It just made me think of this. But not to digress, let's talk a little bit about Metasphere. What's the story with them? Because they actually are the target of the acquisition.
Yeah, so kind of like what we mentioned earlier, they're based in the UK. Metasphere was founded in 2006, and they specialize in data logging and telemetry equipment for the water, wastewater, and gas industries. Their primary market is the United Kingdom, as well as Australia, and they sell both hardware equipment as well as software solutions for their customers. So on the hardware front, they're selling stuff like remote telemetry units, but they've also developed this really cool machine learning-based data analytics platform that can be used to monitor sewer levels and prevent overflows. At around like 2018, XPV Water Partners backed this management buyout of Metasphere and then supported Metasphere's acquisition of another UK company called Meniscus. So Meniscus is this other pretty cool company that does AI and machine learning, and they provide real-time data analytics to the wastewater industries also in the UK and Australia. So it matches up really well in that sense. Their technology and their platform is not only just applied to wastewater and water management, but can also be used for other applications such as flood predictions and even lightning risk, which I thought was pretty cool. All in all, this acquisition of Meniscus definitely greatly expanded Metasphere's AI and machine learning capabilities, which would kind of make sense why Grundfos was interested in purchasing them.
Yeah, I mean, actually, there's a lot going on there. It's also interesting. I mean, maybe we can touch upon this in a minute, but you know what Grundfos is going to do, because if they're really focused on the UK and Australia, Grundfos, I think, is in a lot of other markets. So give us some details on Grundfos.
For sure. So like you mentioned, Grundfos is a pretty large company with a pretty long history. So they're a Danish pump manufacturer. They've been around since the 40s, and they have a pretty significant global presence. They're practically a household name as far as pump companies go. When I was doing research for this piece, I chanced upon this fun fact, which I would like to share, which is that a couple of years ago, Grundfos actually entered a partnership with a Singaporean tertiary institution, which once again, it's where I'm from. And what Grundfos was trying to do or was kind of doing through this partnership was supporting innovation for smart, sustainable solutions for industries, which I thought once again was pretty cool. Like you mentioned, Reese, they made about $5 billion last year in revenue in 2022, and they serve several industries, including water utilities, which made up about 15% of that revenue. Grundfos has always kind of been strong on the hardware front, and they provide sensors and pumps for their customers. But over the years, they have really tried to expand their footprint in other areas, such as water and wastewater treatment, as well as water network management. The latter, so the network management part, is really where their digital strategy is going to be focused on. When it comes to this digital expansion, from what we can observe, Grundfos is really adopting more of a mixed approach, meaning they are independently developing innovative software and technology offerings for their customers, but also doing so through collaborations and acquisitions. So on the treatment front, they actually acquired Eurowater in 2020, which serves the European market, and then Mako in 2021, which serves the North American market. On the water networks and the digital side, they've also started to develop a host of offerings, including some in collaboration with companies such as Siemens, Augury, and Baseform. Grundfos is committed to this digital strategy, as we can see from their 2025 strategy. They are even investing in partnerships with universities. And so with that in mind, this acquisition of Metasphere really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think it's, there's a lot to unpack there, and you're right. I mean, they are, I think a good way to put it is a household name in the pump industry. I mean, the 15%, revenues from the municipal utilities is interesting. That means I assume the rest is from like commercial and industrial, or C&I as some call it. So thought that was really interesting. When you guys were talking about it and the development of this, of the research you were doing. So when it comes to the deal, so obviously the two companies come together. One point is, I think you've said, is Grundfos is really pushing the digital piece. I assume that's a big part of why we think this is interesting. Anything else to add to that?
Yeah, for sure. There are a couple of reasons why we thought this acquisition was worth looking at. You're right, definitely Grundfos, through this acquisition, they are expanding their digital offerings. But what's also interesting is that they're still holding on to this hardware core. So like I mentioned, Metasphere also has hardware equipment. So the remote telemetry units, the sensors that they have. So that is allowing Grundfos to strengthen and expand upon their offerings to water network customers, such as water utilities. When we spoke with representatives from Grundfos during the process of this research, they really emphasize the idea of Grundfos trying to provide solutions to every point of the network management chain. So Metasphere's specific experience when it comes to wastewater networks, especially in the UK and Australia, will help extend Grundfos's portfolio beyond pumps and deeper into network monitoring and operations. So with the combination of what they've developed themselves, what they've created through partnerships, and also the acquisitions that they've made, Grundfos can now offer pumps, sensors, telemetry hardware, and even advanced data visualization and analytics software. Another reason why this acquisition is interesting is actually what this could mean for Metasphere. So the company is currently very well positioned within the UK market, where their offerings will likely be in higher demand, just because, as everyone has been hearing the news recently, the UK is really dealing and grappling with this problem of sewer overflows head on. So there's so much public scrutiny that is coming down upon utilities when it comes to their overflow problems, and there are mounting regulatory, financial, and environmental pressures. Metasphere, however, despite having this very strong presence in the UK and Australia, has struggled to break into other large global markets such as the United States. So this is where Grundfos could potentially leverage their global reach, their markets, their connections to facilitate Metasphere's own geographical expansion. Lastly, we wanted to look at Grundfos in context of its competitors in its own industry, essentially. And it was quite fascinating to observe how different pump companies are approaching their own digital expansion and strategies.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot happening there. I think also, you know, back to your point about the UK, I mean, yeah, the UK market, the stormwater overflows and environmental, I mean, there are a lot of penalties being given to the water utilities. A month now, speaking with our colleague Keith Hayes about what was happening with Thames Water and just the whole debt load issue, but also at the same time, the penalties are mounting in the UK. And that's really, if anything, that's probably what the public is really upset about. So yeah, to be in the UK and managing or being dealing with that part of the water sector is I would say a good place to be. In the US, we're seeing a lot more focus. I mean, I would say the inquiries that come from us, not only from other just basic hardware and equipment providers, but also utilities themselves trying to understand how others are managing stormwater, because the reality of it is not only there's a climate issue, if anybody's heard of that, but you know, and it's not just sort of 1, 2, 3, 5 year droughts. It's also storm events. Not only are they more frequent, but they're stronger, and you know, they can be fast, but when you're, instead of getting a 1 inch rainstorm, we're getting 2, 3, 4 inches, you know, that are really high, given, you know, a good example, what happened in, I think last month, we're closer to home for me, and that is in Vermont, with all the major flooding, is a good example when it comes to stormwater. The other is remote telemetry. That's one of the areas when you speak to our colleague, Eric Bendler, about our digital water forecast, you know, we pin Eric to the wall to say, what's interesting? And one of the things he always says, well, he always starts with, it depends on who you are. But also, if you really press him, he will say remote telemetry is an area of higher area of growth. So this is interesting. Your last point, I want to sort of circle back to that, and it's really looking at sort of the competitive landscape and what's happening. We've been seeing movement, as you mentioned, on this front. We've done sort of a sweep across a number of different pump manufacturers. And I know Xylem obviously has been active in recent years, particularly when it comes to digital. What's the story there, and what would you guys uncover?
Yeah, definitely when it comes to digital solutions among different pump manufacturers, Xylem emerges as a distinct market leader. Between 2015 and 2019 alone, if we look at our data that we've been tracking, they acquired 10 digital water firms such as Sensus in 2016 and Mnet in 2018. So when it comes to their digital solutions, Xylem's profile is incredibly diverse. It spans stuff like smart metering, leakage management, pipeline condition assessment. However, with this rapid expansion and almost scattershot like strategy, what Xylem has run into is a struggle to elegantly integrate, I guess, all these brands and their offerings, both technically as well as commercially. In February, our colleague that we mentioned earlier, Eric Bendler, actually did some research on Xylem's recent partnership with Idrica, which the whole intention behind this partnership is to try and figure out how to foster these synergies between different digital solutions, which really kind of hints at maybe some of the management challenges that Xylem is facing when it comes to managing their huge digital water profile. In comparison, Grundfos is taking a slightly different approach in the sense that it's a bit more methodical. So their expansion is really focused on building these digital solutions on top of their existing or acquired hardware solutions. So what this basically means is that they kind of look at what they have at their core, so their pumps, their sensors, and they want to connect their digital solutions to that core. At the same time, Grundfos is also expanding on adjacencies to their current business. So they're going from pumps and broadening out and looking at how they can contribute and provide solutions to wider network operations management. This strategy, because it's a little slower in a sense, but because it's a lot more methodical and it's kind of focused on identifying the synergies early on, this might actually help Grundfos sidestep the challenges that Xylem has faced in the past and in the present currently. Relative to its competitors, though, it's important to acknowledge that Grundfos is actually quite ahead in its digital water maturity. Many pump companies, if they have started developing digital solutions, tend to kind of focus on the more basic pump-related stuff, such as condition monitoring, remote control using applications, whether it's on their phones, tablets, stuff like that, optimization, as well as data configuration. So the fact that Grundfos has and can continue to offer these advanced data analytics solutions powered by AI and machine learning for pumps and broader network operations management, especially after this acquisition, shows how they are pulling ahead of their competitors.
So this is great. So I think, you know, you've talked a little bit about Xylem and then sort of give some perspective on Grundfos. What about others? Can you give me a couple examples of other pump companies and what they're doing?
Yeah, for sure. So we looked at about like 10 pump companies when we were doing the research, and I'm going to name about three of them. But I do want to emphasize that the digital water offerings that are available for these countries, for these companies, I mean, really span the spectrum of being limited to quite advanced. So let me start off by mentioning KSB's pump meter. So this technology can replace pressure gauges to help monitor pump performance. FlowServe has a Red Raven software, which is an end-to-end IoT solution that can monitor and optimize pumping and flow control equipment. And Sulzer currently offers control and monitoring software for pumping stations through its AquaWeb service. So these are all great digital solutions that can really help optimize the asset management, the workflow, the work process for utilities, for industries. But what we kind of observe is that these companies are not offering solutions that are as advanced and kind of taking advantage of the more cutting edge technologies such as AI and machine learning that we're seeing is kind of all the rage, whether it's in water or beyond it. Everyone's talking about ChatGPT, everyone's talking about AI. So yeah, overall, these pump companies definitely seem to be adopting digital solutions. Some are slower than others, some are more keen on experimenting with cutting edge technologies, but definitely this is an area that we here at Bluefield and everyone should keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think, you know, part of the challenge also is, you know, they're the manufacturers, they could probably take the digitalization of their hardware and equipment to the nth degree, but there are buyers, you know, particularly, you know, in this case, we're talking probably more about the utility space, but it still applies to the commercial and industrial. It's like, how advanced do the customers actually need things to be, or can they even manage themselves? I mean, you know, basically, you know, you don't want to build a Ferrari for what I often say is a minivan crowd. Not to say that it is a minivan crowd, but I'm, you know, you don't want to overbuild, oversupply. It just creates more headaches and challenges. But to your point, it seems like, well, definitely it's the case. That's how things are evolving and they're moving. And some companies are going faster than others and some are going in different directions. So this is great stuff, really awesome. And we could probably go on and on, particularly diving more into like the XPV investments that they've made. And in this case, their divestment. We could talk more about digital M&A trends, but let's save that for another day. But before I let you go and before, you know, you actually land in Boston in a couple of weeks, what else are you working on besides this?
Yeah, so I'm currently working on a long form insight report on private equity firms. So XPV is going to come up again. And we're looking at their investments and divestments, like you mentioned, in digital water companies. I can't divulge too much at this point, but definitely some exciting stuff is to come.
Yeah, that's an area of interest, just the role of financial investors in the water space, whether it be on the digital side, industrial treatment solutions, and on and on. So we're working on that on a number of different fronts. So look forward to talking more about that. So with that being said, look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks in person. That'll be great. It'll definitely be, as we talked before this, before we started recording, it's going to be cooler here than in Singapore, and humidity level will be probably 25% of what it is there. So thanks again for taking the time. This is really great. And for everybody, this research should be on the street by the time you hear this. If not, it'll be out soon thereafter. So thanks again, Christine.
Thank you, Reese. And I look forward to chatting again.
Cheers. Take care. All right. That was fantastic to have Christine jump on, particularly, you know, as I said, she's a relatively new team member and is moving to Boston from Singapore coming weeks, and we'll be focused more on the digital water space, as she mentioned. So really good stuff. So before we sign off, if you're in Boston or Barcelona, let us know, and we'd enjoy the opportunity to meet up with you. As you can always tell, I'm always interested in meeting people in person. That's who I am and what I like, if given the opportunity. As for the podcast, please subscribe and give us a review. It's really helpful. We've been getting some really good feedback on the podcast recently. I mean, really fantastic. Not only just congratulating us for our 75th episode, which was a couple weeks ago, but also just some of the insights we've been providing that hopefully have been helpful to many of you. So give us a review. It's helpful. And it's how more people learn about it. Send us a note to waterexperts@bluefieldresearch.com with any topic ideas you would like us to discuss. We're doing this for you. And tell a friend about it. You know, I'm always interested in spreading the wealth. And also, just a plug, I want to give a shout out to Dave McGimsey as well. You know, for those of you, I'm on that podcast once a month, but we collaborate with Dave in a number of different ways. And that relationship has really grown over time, just in working together and supporting his podcast. I know our Bluefield team likes that, and hopefully you like it too. So, you got two options podcast. He does outside interviews with people across the sector on the Water Values podcast. And we at Bluefield on the Future Water podcast, we do interviews or sort of have discussions with our team of analysts based on the research that they're doing and what they're seeing in the market. So tell a friend about both of them. Why don't you? This podcast and these water industry insights have been brought to you by the one and only Bluefield Research. To learn more about us, visit us at bluefieldresearch.com. Until we talk again, be well, be safe, and take care.